भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवति उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्ठिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः श्रृण्वतां स्वकथा कृष्ण पुण्यश्रवण कीर्तना हृदि अन्तःस्थोय भद्राणि विधुनोति सुहृत्सताम्। हरे कृष्ण। सो टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम 10th कैंटो चैप्टर 65 एंटाइटल्ड लॉर्ड बलराम विजिट्स वृंदावन टेक्स्ट नंबर 17 and 18। So this text was supposed to be taken on Sunday, but because of the festival, so it has to be taken today as well as text number 18. Dvau masau tatra chavatsin madhum madhavam evacha ramah kshapasu bhagavan गोपी नाम रतिमावहन। द्वौ मासौ तत्र चावात्सिन् मधुम् माधवमेव च रामः क्षपासु भगवान् गोपी नाम रतिमावहन्। द्वौ मासौ तत्र चावात्सिन् मधुम् माधवमेव च रामः क्षपासु भगवान् गोपीनां रतिमावहन्। माताजी, दो मासो दत्त चावात्सन् मधुम् माधवमेव च रामः क्षपासु भगवान् गोपीनां रतिमावहन्। वर्ड टू वर्ड मीनिंग द्वौ टू मासौ months tatra there in gokul cha and avatsin resided. Madhum. Madhu, the first month of the Vedic calendar at the time of the spring equinox. Madhavam, Madhav, the second month. Eva, indeed. Cha, also. Ramaha, Balaram. Shapasu, during the nights. Bhagavan, the Supreme Lord. Gopinam, to the gopis. Haratim, conjugal pleasure. Avahan, bringing. Translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Lord Balaram, the personality of Godhead, resided there for the 2 months of Madhu and Madhav. And during the nights, he gave his cowherd girlfriends conjugal pleasure. Purport. Srila Sridhar Swami states that the gopis who enjoyed conjugal affairs with Sri Balaram during his visit to Gokul had not taken part in Sri Krishna's rasa dance, being too young at the time. Srila Jiva Goswami confirms this statement by quoting a phrase from the Bhagavatam 10th canto 15th chapter verse number 8, Gopyo Antarena Bhujayo, which indicates that there are particular gopis who act as Lord Balaram's girlfriends. Furthermore, Jiva Goswami states that during the holy festivities celebrated when Krishna killed Shankhachuda, the gopis Lord Balaram enjoyed with were different from the ones Lord Krishna enjoyed with. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur agrees with this explanation. Text number 18. Purna Chandra Kalamrishte Kaumudi Gandhavayuna Yamunopavane Reme Sevite Sri Ganair Vritaha. Translation and purport. In the company of numerous women, Lord Balaram enjoyed in a garden by the Yamuna River. This garden was bathed in the rays of the full moon and caressed by the breezes bearing the fragrance of night blooming lotuses. Purport. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti explains that Lord Balaram's conjugal pastimes took place in a small forest alongside the Yamuna, a place known as Sri Ramghat, which is far from the site of Sri Krishna's rasa dance. Om Agyanti Mirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Nilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupaha Kada Mahiyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamscha Om He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesh Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostude Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna. So
I seek blessings of all the exalted Vaishnavas who are sitting in this assembly for hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto. As you see from the translation and purport, the subject matter is very elevated. And I may be sitting on an elevated seat, but definitely I am not in my consciousness. So I seek blessings of all the devotees that they can shower their blessings so that I can speak some sense. Recently, in the last week, in news, some criminal incidents were reported, which they say was a repetition of one very old case, which is known as Nitahari killings. Nitahari is a place which is near Noida. It's a village. And some very heinous, barbaric killings happened there 2006. And they were very cannibalistic. So, which is very low, you know, even animals won't behave like that. So basically that was some persons trying to satisfy their carnal desires by trying to have some sexual enjoyment from unsuspecting victims and then killing them for resisting. And even cannibalizing, taking out organs and so many things. So of course, we won't go into details. But the point is that all these victims, so the recent one also, which was just last week, so he also had 15 victims. He killed 15 people after abusing them. So during interrogation, it came to know that he was affected, sort of inspired by seeing some movies. And the behavior is called as necrophilia, which is a psychological disorder. So we see that in present day and age, there is so much of proliferation of so many different entertainment things which are going on in internet, in movies, songs, magazines, newspapers, right? And the social psychologists, they justify that as saying that this is what is happening in the society. And this helps the movies, the content of the movies helps to understand the society. And the motives of the movie makers is to make money, exploiting the sentiments, the weaknesses of those who see their audience. And we see that those who go to see these movies, initially it seems that it is an innocent entertainment, but then it becomes ghastly. And we see the society, the direction in which the society is going. And the horrors of this kind of civilization are moving closer and closer to the east, starting from the west. And we see that it's happening in India, which otherwise 50 years back would be unheard. When the film industry started in India, the movies were Ramayana, Bhakta Prahlad. So, in every field, we see that those who are at work, or that the influencing factor is the modes, the mode of goodness, passion and ignorance. So even in entertainment, what started with pious entertainment has now become entertainment in the scope of mode of passion and ignorance. So many times those who are in mode of goodness, they also seek entertainment, but in a pious way, not to harm others, just to entertain their minds, refresh. And we see that many of these people, so-called piety, they also take to the Bhagavad Katha as a entertainment, spiritual entertainment. And we see there are so many professional reciters, and as Prabhupada would always criticize, that these Bhagavad reciters, actually they only speak the 10th canto. Because again, the audience wants entertainment and the professional reciter wants to fill his belly. So the combination is very good and it works, and that's working for so many years. And we see that this is also very dangerous, and that has given reason to so much of sahajiism and taking things very cheaply in the name of devotion, not understanding the right mood and philosophy, and goes to the extent of killing the very nature of the soul. So the material entertainment, those who are addicted to that, they eventually turn criminals and they create havoc in the society, and they have only means to kill the body. And this so-called spiritual entertainment, it is more dangerous than that, because it has the potential of killing the very inclination of the soul, that is to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna. Then one may say that if why these kind of topics are there in Srimad Bhagavatam? What is the purpose? So we see many times in the introduction itself, Srila Prabhupada states that Srimad Bhagavatam has to be understood gradually, step by step, not jumping like monkeys, that jumping straight to 10th canto, but starting from 1st canto, 2nd canto, eventually understanding the different aspects of the personality of Godhead, his creation potency and like that, and examples of different devotees who have practiced the process of Krishna consciousness, starting from hearing and chanting. And the first canto, this verse appears again and again. It emphasizes that, as particularly this verse gives the purpose of what is the Srimad Bhagavatam for. Shrinvatam Swakatha Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana Ridhi Antah Sthoi Abhadrani Vidunoti Suritsatam. So the purpose is, those who hear and chant, eventually by this hearing and chanting, whatever is troublesome to the heart, whatever the impurities which are deeply rooted in the heart, ridhi antaha, in the core of the heart, all these impurities will be vidunoti and surit satam. Again the heart will become purified so that Lord can again reside there. So that is actually the purpose of Srimad Bhagavatam. And in this purport, there is indication to Krishna's rasa dance. And now Lord Balaram is also having a similar kind of rasa dance. And we see that after this 33rd chapter is narrated, which is the rasa dance of Lord Krishna, so Parikshit Maharaj asked the question that Krishna is supposed to be the Dharma Dhvaja, he is the supposed to be flag bearer of Dharma, so why this kind of activities? So Parikshit Maharaj's doubt is clarified by Shukdev Goswami. And if we see at the end of this chapter, the verse which kind of gives the phalashruti of hearing the rasa dance pastime. It says, Vikriditam vrajavadhubiridam cha Vishnu Shaddhanvito nusrunuyadatha Varnayedhyah Bhaktim param bhagavati pratilabhya kamam Ridarogam ashvapihinoti achirena dhiraha. It says, the most important point is that these are not ordinary dealings between a boy and a girl, as Prabhupada would say. But these are the pastimes of Lord Vishnu. The verse says, Idam cha Vishnu. So, who is Vishnu? What is Vishnu? So, Vishnu means one who is all-pervading. He is not an ordinary human being. So, ordinary people do ordinary activities. Extraordinary people do extraordinary activities. So, ordinary cannot imitate the extraordinary. So, the first most important point is that these are the pastimes, activities of the Lord, Vishnu. And anyone who with faith hears and chants will attain pure devotional service. Shraddhanvito nu shrunuyad atha varnayedhyah. So, with faith in Lord Vishnu and the faith in the process of hearing and chanting. And what is the benefit of that? Bhaktim. He will attain pure devotional service to the Lord. And what is the result of that? Kamam. Ridarogam. So, the lust which is compared to as the disease of heart. Now, if all the activities of Lord Krishna as described in those five chapters are actually lusty affairs, then why would he say that this is disease of the heart? When it comes to us participating that kind of activities, that is the disease of heart. Lord Krishna's activities are pure and transcendental. And he says that whatever this deep-rooted disease which is there in the heart, a person can easily conquer that. Apahinoti. And what happens? Dhiraha. Then he becomes dhir. So, unless one understands that these are the activities of the Lord and then applies the process with faith, hear and chant, then, you know, this enemy of lust can be conquered. And in his commentary on this verse, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says that the result of this hearing and chanting is that not just the material lust will go out from the heart, but Krishna prem or pure love for the Lord will manifest. And then he warns that Krishna prem will not appear if a person does not have faith in Krishna and who offends Krishna's holy names. For these two kind of audience, this will not work. So, the point is that these pastimes are heard by those who are already following the process of hearing and chanting and are sincerely applying them towards that. And then while clarifying the doubt of Parikshit Maharaj, Sukhdeva Goswami says that Tejiya Samna Doshaya Vahane Sarva Bhujo Yatha. He says that Lord Krishna is not an ordinary human being. He is Ishwaranam Cha Sahasam. So he says that those who are very powerful controllers, their activities cannot be imitated by anyone. Their activities are also extraordinary like them. Just like he gives the example that fire, it has the potency to burn everything, whether it is pure or impure. And anything, whether pure or impure, comes in contact with the fire, fire does not get affected. Its nature does not get affected. So, similarly he says that Lord Krishna is pure and therefore his activities are also pure. And then he says, but they may seem ordinary, and if there are fools who want to imitate like that, then he gives another example. He says, then they will be destroyed just like a person may try to imitate Lord Shiva and drink poison. Lord Shiva drank ocean of poison. Here one may place even a drop of poison or a fragment of cyanide on his tongue. He'll be dead. So that is foolishness. So it's important to understand the transcendental nature of the Lord's activities and also desist from trying to imitate those activities. So here we see that these activities of Lord Balaram, they are not ordinary. They are extraordinary because they have shown by their pastimes before these that they are powerful. They are not ordinary human beings. They are extraordinary. They are Supreme Personality of Godhead. And we see that in Bhagavad Gita, in the 12th chapter, devotional service, so Arjuna asked the question that what is the fate of those who try to understand the impersonal aspect of the Lord. And Lord Krishna says, Klesho dhikatarastesham avyakta sakta chetasam avyakta hi gatir dukham dehavad bhir vapyate. He says that for those who are embodied, progress on the path of impersonal realization is very troublesome. So, similarly, for those who are materially affected with these, you know, six kind of anarthas which are there in the heart, lust, anger, greed, pride, so they cannot understand the transcendental affairs and activities of the Lord. And understanding these activities will be troublesome, and misunderstanding them will be disastrous. And we see that, you know, those who actually do not understand properly, and you know, then there are so many apasampradayas and they seriously affect the faith of innocent people. And therefore it is very important that a person, a sadhaka, should try to raise his consciousness from this dehatma buddhi, from this consciousness, from this understanding that I am this body, mind, and whatever I have, it belongs to me, I am the enjoyer. From this, the consciousness has to be elevated to the adhyatma buddhi, understanding what is the spiritual nature of our existence, our identity. And when we come on the spiritual platform, then it is possible, we may not understand, but there is possibility that we will not misunderstand. Because understanding these transcendental topics, subject matters, is a prerogative of the Lord, that he can actually give that understanding. So we see that while we are applying ourselves to the process of devotional service, and the foundation of spirituality is as described in Bhagavad Gita chapter 2nd verse number 13, Dehinosmin yatha dehe. So this is the first verse which anyone who comes in ISKCON or, you know, this Hare Krishna movement, he learns. Even children learn that very easily, because it is such a simple shloka. Dehinosmin yatha dehe कौमारम यौवनम जरा तथा देहांतर प्राप्तिर धीरस तत्र नमोहयति. एंड द लर्नेड पीपल सेजेस दे से इट इज द लास्ट वर्स टू अंडरस्टैंड एंड रियलाइज एंड वी सी दैट कीप्स हैपनिंग विथ अस दैट वी मे बी प्रैक्टिसिंग डिवोशनल सर्विस बट वी आर अटैच्ड टू सो मेनी थिंग्स. We are attached to so many, facilities that come with performance of devotional service. We get attached to the externals of devotional service. We get attached to different kinds of identities that get created when we come in contact with the process of devotional service. So when we start doing different services, we get different designations as a preacher, as a pujari, as a counselor, as a nice singer or dancer, and as a manager, as a com, CSV or whatever. So these are the facilities which come for executing the process of devotional service in a better way, and the purpose of this is that we gradually purify ourselves from this different kinds of attachments. And the real basis is that we are servant of the servant. And that's why these services are coming on us, so that with this consciousness the services can be performed. These are the different roles that we are actually required to play when we are in this organized spiritual movement. For individuals who are practicing devotional service in their seclusion, then these designations may not be there, but when it's matter of practicing in institutions so that more people can be benefited from the message, then these things come. But the real substratum of the service, the real foundation of the service, is this mood of being the humble servant of the servant of the servant. And if this consciousness goes, then the whole foundation actually gets destroyed. And it is just a matter of time that when this building comes down, it does not just affect the building, but many people get affected. So, while executing the process of devotional service, we should be more attached to the attitude of serving rather than a particular service, which may be of our liking, or which may be of what skills we have gathered. So, we may use the skills, but attachment should primarily be to the attitude of serving rather than the service itself. And that is possible only when we remain fixed in this principle, the basics of the process of hearing and chanting, the process of devotional service that comes to us as prescribed by our predecessor acharyas, that if we apply ourselves to the process sincerely, then this consciousness will remain. But if we just apply it very ritualistically, then the result will not be seen as it should be seen. So, the basics of Krishna consciousness are that we have to strictly and as much as possible sincerely apply ourselves to hearing and chanting, to the process of hearing Srimad Bhagavatam daily, attending the morning program for those who are in the ashram, performing different services that come upon us, that are bestowed on us. It's not that we are qualified for a certain service, but it comes to us so that we get a chance to get purified. Otherwise, serving is a very coveted position, serving the Lord, and it is not very easy to attain. So, you know, we hear that, you know, even demigods, in the fifth canto, this verse comes, that even demigods wait to come and take birth in this land of India so that they can, you know, practice the process of devotional service. So, you know, the purpose of it is that we get purified. And when our heart actually gets purified of these anarthas, then there is a possibility that we may be able to hear, with pure consciousness and to some extent understand by the mercy of the Lord all these divine pastimes and qualities of the Lord. So, you know, applying the process properly in the right kind of consciousness is possible only when we are surrounded by sincere devotees. Because as Prabhupada in one of the purports of Srimad Bhagavatam, I don't remember where, he says that to think that I will practice devotional service without association is insane. So, similarly, you know, any kind of process of devotional service, when it is practiced with the association of devotees, it not only becomes easy, but it becomes joyfully performed. As the Bhagavad Gita 9.2 says. So, when we are in association of devotees, and the primary intention is that we have to help and take help, then practicing devotional service becomes very easy. So, the most important thing then is that be surrounded by nice association. And when we actually perform bhakti in association of devotees, then we can actually see that we progress. Because then whatever consciousness we may have, but the cumulative consciousness, it helps to raise our consciousness. So, we can experience that every day. If we are chanting, sitting alone somewhere, we are bound to finish our rounds in 10 minutes, because half the time we will be sleeping. But when we are chanting with devotees in Japa circle, as we have the practice in this temple, so we may be sleeping maybe quarter time because other devotee will be waking us up. So, and gradually getting inspired by other devotees, we will be able to chant very nicely. So the same thing applies to each and every process, each and every limb of devotional service. So I do not have any qualification, as I said, to discuss any of these verses, any of these pastimes here, but this is what I felt that, you know, this is what I want to understand, that if we are in association of devotees, then it is by their qualification we will also be able to raise our consciousness. So, thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jaya. There are 10 more minutes if there is any comment so or question, I dare. Thank you for being very merciful, hearing and not asking any question. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki Srimad Bhagavatam.